This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Oh, yeah. Well, guess who opened his big mouth today?
Okay, let's see here. There's a lot. Let's see. Ducey, we're not mad at
him. No, we're not mad at him.
Big mouth. Let's see here. Trump has got nowhere to talk or do anything, and he's not really relevant.
No. I know Pence spoke yesterday, but nobody
did speak yesterday. Obviously, Cuomo yesterday.
I think Biden was name calling yesterday.
Yeah, he did. He called everybody Neanderthals.
Neanderthal, right.
Fauci never shuts up, so.
I'll just. It's this guy. You ready?
Yeah.
I actually stopped somebody from stealing muffins.
The muffin man.
Yeah.
He's
I actually stopped somebody from stealing muffins out of the break room.
The QAnon shaman has resurfaced, and he's done an interview with 60 Minutes.
60 Minutes plus.
What's
which is like
difference?
61 minutes.
What? I don't know. What's what is that, their web? Is that?
I think it's one of those stream. It's usually one of those streaming services and or it's extra that you don't see in the regular 60 Minutes.
Okay. So what, you know, it's amazing. I got to tell you, this guy, he's such a loser. But this guy in front of the camera, he doesn't look anything without his outfit on.
No.
He
when looks you're not like, a minotaur, it doesn't work.
He looks like a middle-aged bald man.
It's what he is.
Right? but when he's in his outfit, he looks like a bad you-know-what. He's got the horns. He's ripped. His stomach is all ripped. You know, he's a good-looking guy. And then you take the hat off. Holy cow, man. You have no hair.
No. Yeah, I mean, he is. He's more than balding. He looks like he's been one of those commercials for hair clip men.
He's like every country artist underneath the cowboy hat or ball cap.
That's right.
I forgot. Pablo reached my ear. He goes, "We got hat-fished." Like catfish?
Oh, I love it, Pablo.
Good one. Pablo.
Hat-fished.
Why isn't Pablo doing 2-6? That's awesome. All right. So what's this guy's name again?
Jacob Chansley.
Chansley. Okay.
Yeah. Angeli.
Okay.
I actually stopped somebody from stealing muffins out of the break room.
That's
that
wonderful.
Happened.
So what are you doing in the Capitol? Oh, well, I was only there to sing. I
and
was
save
there to bring
the muffins.
Peace and love. And to be quite honest with you, I stopped a robbery.
Of muffins.
I mean, what did someone really want to take the muffins out of the break room? And then he goes, "Hey, we can't do that. We could break a window to get in here. We could beat police up to get in here, but you can't take a muffin."
Good for him.
This guy.
Sometimes you need to put your foot down. Like there is a line you don't cross, and muffin stealing is the line. Can you believe that? By the way, he is very upset too about Trump not bailing him out.
Oh, I know. You want to play it? Let's play that clip. So he wanted.
Trump's very busy getting ready.
Yeah. We're going to get to that in a minute. The new president? Is that what you're talking about?
The new-ish.
The new-ish president? All right. So, here's the shaman, and he's upset. He's still in jail, and no pardon.
Also why it, you know, wounded me so deeply and why it disappointed me so greatly that I and others did not get a pardon.
So it wounded him. I'll play it again. It's a little hard to hear because, well, he's in jail.
Stupid.
Also why it, you know, wounded me so deeply and why it disappointed me so greatly that I and others did not get a pardon.
It was almost like that spear I was walking around with.
Yeah.
It pierced my flesh.
I love he had horns. Do the horns give you more power? It's
I
like
think
one
so.
Of those things.
I don't know.
I can't
not
believe
sure.
it. That's just. You mean he didn't pardon you?
Oh.
After did he know about the muffins? Because when you know about muffins, you're like, whoa, we got to pardon this guy.
I had to tell you, I'm almost willing to let him off the hook if he saves some muffins.
Yeah, I know. Whose muffins were they, though? Were they for everybody? Do you think somebody walked in and goes, are these muffins for everybody?
Were they Republican?
Jacob Chansley's like, no!
Were they Republican muffins or Democratic muffins?
Are they gluten-free?
All right, so what did he want when he walked into the Capitol? So you've got the QAnon shaman, Chewbacca's illegitimate son. So he's speaking to 60 Minutes minus. So you walk into the Capitol.
They were very upset with him.
What are you trying to do when you walk into the Capitol? Let's listen closely to the QAnon shaman. By the way, before we do, does he have a bellyache during this interview? Because you know he only eats organic food.
And he only eats what he likes.
That is right. All right. What were you trying to do when you walked into the Capitol?
It's about creating positive vibrations.
Sweet sensation.
All right, Chad, right here. All right, go ahead.
Sweet sensation.
Oh,
it's about that time.
The rhythm and the rhyme.
You ever see that movie?
Everybody
Rockstar?
On the other side of the glass is like, "Don't you guys sing anymore?" Becky Lynn just took her headphones off.
Oh, come on!
Oh, jeez!
Did you ever see that movie Rockstar with Mark Wahlberg?
Oh yeah,
did you see it at the end of it when you stay? And he's there. There, you know, they have
like
the big
when the
scene,
credits roll,
and the
mean?
Credits are rolling, and they're rocking, and he's getting ready to do the big solo, and then they hit the music, and it's this song, and he just starts laughing. Donnie V's gonna break it down.
Who is it? Donnie V?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
His
so
brother, right? He's got his brother. Is Donnie Wahlberg?
The QAnon shaman wanted to bring positive vibrations.
Also has no hair. But not in jail.
He was singing when he entered the Capitol. Did you hear that one?
Is he singing the Muffin Man song?
I don't know, but we're way better.
Probably.
We're way better at singing.
James?
How would you describe them?
My actions personal.
Okay, how would you describe your actions?
How would you describe them?
Well, I am a loser and live with my mom, and she feeds me organic food.
My actions personally?
On January
6th. No, the other guy in the room.
6.
My actions on January 6th, how would I...
Why does he keep repeating himself? My actions? Are you talking to me? Am I... Really?
Describe them? Well, I sang a song.
Oh, man.
And that's a part of shamanism. It's about creating positive vibrations.
Don't make me play the song again. Don't make me do it.
In a sacred chamber. I also...
In a sacred chamber where I'm not supposed to be.
Stop people from stealing and vandalizing that sacred space.
And how did you do that?
Senate. Okay, I actually stopped somebody from stealing muffins out of the break room.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, but this guy's awesome.
He is.
Oh, man.
He's going to do a...
When he gets out of jail,
you know why? You know, when
years...
people ask questions, mm-hmm. So let's just say, unless you know, you can't hear them. So if why was I there? Is
me?
That what you... They're more often than not, psychologists will tell you that they're trying to come up, they're thinking of something of how to lie
to you.
Yeah,
you know who else did that?
Yeah.
Who?
Every politician ever.
Well... Trump did that all the time.
Well, and just like the other
all
night.
All the time.
I was just remembered, when are we going to be back to normal, Mr. President? When are we going to be back to normal?
No, that's because he can't hear anything.
No.
That's
no.
Totally different.
I also said a prayer in that sacred chamber because it was my intention.
God said, don't.
He did say a prayer.
Don't pray to me. Don't pray
see,
to me.
I did see that.
To bring divinity and to bring God back into the Senate.
Oh.
How'd that work out?
I don't think it worked out real well. Here's a good question. Are you a patriot?
Like
this should be good, right?
New England patriot?
No, I'm thinking just a patriot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you still believe you're a patriot?
That'd be funny if he goes to New England.
Do I believe I'm a patriot?
Well, I've got to call Bill Belichick and ask him.
Well, I consider myself a lover of my country.
Okay. All right.
I consider myself
a loser.
A
loser.
Believer in the Constitution. I consider myself a...
A loser.
A believer in truth and our founding principles.
Okay. Okay.
Did not work the way we thought.
All right. Listen, if you're looking for a takeaway from the QAnon shaman, got to tell you, when he sees a theft in progress...
I actually stopped somebody from stealing muffins out of the break room.
Oh, yeah. Goodness, it's great. Awesome. Yeah. It's awesome. All right. You know what? You want to hear more of this awesomeness wherever you go? It's the Gators with Chad Show podcast. Subscribe right now. It's not going to cost you anything. It's 100% free. You can do it on your iPhone, Android. You're never going to miss any of the show. The Gatos and Chad Show podcast brought to you this week by Plumbing Master.
Heron.
Arizona's news station. KTAR News 92.3 FM.
You're locked in to the Gatos and Chad Show.
Ah, it's time for you to go to a dude ranch. I say Phoenix area Subaru retailers at KTAR want to send you on an Arizona adventure. All you have to do is text adventure to 411-923. You can enter to win one of four Arizona adventures, including riding at the Wickenburg Dude Ranch. Love! It's what makes Subaru a Subaru.
So the big news yesterday, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey wants an option for every parent. If you want to send your kid back to in-person school, you will have that option. It's going to start March 15th or after spring break. Yesterday, we talked to Kathy Hoffman, Arizona Superintendent of Public Instruction. And we'll play just a couple minutes of this. She had no idea what was going on yesterday. So Ducey did not let her know anything. He'll find out what she has to hear about that. But, I mean, off the bat, we kind of asked her the obvious question. Do you like it? Back to school. Parents will have an option. Hoffman?
I think we've all been on the same track recently, where with the decreasing numbers of COVID cases in our communities across the state, and with the, you know, it's been such a great improvement to have so many of our educators and school staff have access to the vaccine and get vaccinated. We were definitely all headed in the same direction toward the same goal. I would say the timing of this is a little bit like whiplash for the field, because many of our districts and charters have already made their own plans, and this lines up pretty well with many of their plans. So for many districts and charters, they're either already offering in person or they were planning to offer more in person after spring break. So for those schools, there's no major interruption to their plans. But for the districts and charters that had different plans, this is causing a lot of disruption to their planning, especially since some of our schools start spring break next week. So this only gives them the next couple of days to make plans, to communicate this to their families and teachers. That's the current circumstances for our schools.
So you like the plan to get the kids back in class. You think the timing is off, though. What do the schools have to do to make sure that everything rolls smoothly?
Again, it really depends on the district. So if, or school, if they were already planning to have in-person instruction in the fourth quarter, then hopefully they've already been actively purchasing the supplies that they need for in-person instruction and already thinking about what instruction will look like and the staffing that would be needed for in-person instruction. Keeping in mind, since this is saying that virtual could still be an option for families, being able to staff in school, in-person instruction, and kids who are learning online is challenging for our schools to navigate. Previously, what our schools had been doing anytime they were making shifts in their model was sending out surveys, surveying the families, trying to get a gauge of how many students would be coming in person, how many would stay online. So this just doesn't give a lot of planning time. So again, I think the direction is on track with what we all want for our schools, but it's very rushed.
Talking to Kathy Hoffman, Arizona Superintendent of Public Instruction. Ducey went out. He did this. This does involve you, obviously, your top teacher kind of thing. What kind of input did you have, if any?
I did not have any input on these plans. I did speak with Governor Ducey yesterday for about 15 minutes, and we did touch base on where schools are at, but it was not shared with me that we would have this major announcement today.
Arizona Superintendent of Public Instruction Kathy Hoffman is joining us, the governor, with a major announcement today, an executive order. He wants schools to give the option to parents to have in-person learning. So how will these school districts implement proper mitigation strategies to open the schools for the children entering the schools? And how do they keep the schools open? What kind of mitigation strategies are ready to go?
I think as long as we continue with vaccinations for educators and school staff, and then everyone's wearing masks in the schools, along with social distancing and all the other layered mitigation strategies, the research is showing that transmission of COVID-19 can be very, very low in our schools so that it can be safe for in-person instruction.
What about the parents? I mean, parents out there, they're worried, but what's going to be their response? Because I know a lot of parents we've talked to a lot today said, look, you know what? My kid's been going to school, charter school all year, and I know charter schools have picked up and public school enrollment is down because people are looking for one thing, assurance that they're not going to get in. And then all of a sudden, April 1st, something happens and the rug's pulled out from under them and the kids are back home again.
Under these plans and under the executive order, the only reason why we would see a sudden closure like that is if there is a substantial outbreak that would have to be confirmed by the county health department and the Arizona Department of Health Services. And so I think families and parents would agree if there's an outbreak in the school, then yes, we do need to take serious measures. But in other circumstances, again, our schools want to have stability. They want to have time to communicate their plans and make sure they have all the proper procedures in place to ensure that the school year can continue without any kind of yo-yo effect, of especially between in-person and virtual. So I think our teachers are excited to have kids back in the classroom if they've been in remote learning, especially if they've been in remote all year. But there are families, too, that I've heard from educators educators and parents that are still nervous about sending their kids back to in-person and that they like the online options. So I do think going forward, we are going to continue to see a mix because families are choosing the online options as well.
If it was your decision, March 15th, would kids return to school in person, yes or no?
Possibly make that a yes or no question. There's so many factors at play here, but I do think that working towards the end of March would be an appropriate timeline, and our schools are already headed in this direction. I'm grateful to see that we're going to have more and more in-person okay. in the near future.
All right, that was Kathy Hoffman yesterday, Arizona State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Here's a question. Kids will have the chance to go back to school if their parents wish. What's more important? What's more important for these kids, to learn or to be around their friends at this point in the pandemic?
Both. More important, I would say right now, because I think this has kind of been a lost year, is being around other people and sharing your feelings and being able to live life a little bit. What do they say? Kids harming themselves from like the seventh grade up to the high school, it's up 300%. The kids, mental health-wise, that's the most important thing.
So if Hoffman is right and some of the teachers won't be able to get their lesson plans together and that kind of thing, my take is that's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right. Because I think if they can get around each other and they can feel some sense of normalcy, their mental health will improve.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
Plus, you know what? There's going to be so much review and things that people are going to be looking at over the next couple, months as these kids start to get themselves back because – They're far behind, and but they need to be in and around each other. It needs to happen.
And remember, a lot of schools have already been in person,
some sort of hybrid.
I mean, most schools have offered in person learning. Most schools have.
It's interesting. I play. I don't know if you guys wear this. Thursdays, I have a date and I go play golf.
A very pretty blonde.
Yes, yes.
Who happens to also have the last name that I have.
Yeah, that's right.
Gotcha.
But I drive down the street and there's a school there that's never open. Today was the first day in a year and a half that I've seen any kids out there playing or doing anything. And they had no mask on or anything. They were just outside playing.
Well, if you're outside playing, I mean, how old were they?
Oh, it was, it would look like a junior high, fifth through like eighth grade.
Well. You know, a lot of the science says we can send our kids back to school, especially in Arizona. Right now, our numbers are low. Teachers are vaccinated.
And we're going to have to do it sometime. And if you're going to want to
pick a good time.
And if you're going to want to start out next year as well.
Yeah.
This is kind of that good ramp up.
All right. Coming up next.
Coming up.
Texas ends its mask mandate and opens up 100%. Could that actually hurt us here in Arizona? It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
Chad, you care if I take care of a little business here?
Go for it, man.
It's my niece Cassie's birthday. She's 10. And I didn't have time to call her before, and we're going to be busy. So let's put her, let me say happy birthday to her on the air. Pablo, give me a line out, will you? Let's, here we go. Let's call this number.
This is a disaster.
No, he's good.
We're sorry.
Oh,
you must first dial a 1 or 0 when calling this number.
All right.
Will you please
all
hang
right.
up and try your call again?
One
after all the
job.
All right, get her on the horn and tell me when she's ready. Just want to wish her a happy birthday.
He gets to stay here because of that goodness. The hat fishing. Joke.
Okay. Do we have Cassie? Hey, Cass, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Happy birthday. You're 10 years old. My goodness, you're fantastic.
Thank you.
What did we get you? What did we get
Uncle
you?
Jerk face.
What did we send you? What did we get you?
You sent me a full length mirror cabinet that holds jewelry and stuff.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good. You know, that probably cost me a pretty good penny, Cassie. I'm just saying. That's pretty good.
You know Aunt Lynette bought that, right?
Your aunt probably did buy that. All right, so you're 10 years old. Are you having a party or no? Are you having some of the family over? Are you going to have a cake?
Yeah.
What kind of cake are you going to have?
I'm going to have a cookie cake.
All right. Hey, are you still a vegetarian?
Yep.
How much money right now to eat a hamburger? What do you think? $100? If I give you $100, will you eat a burger tonight?
Nope.
How about $1,000?
Nope.
You won't do it for
How about 10 grand?
You won't do it.
Nope.
All right.
Wow.
Okay.
That's
well,
great. That's sticking to
it. Hey, I'll tell you. Hey, Cass.
You give me $100, I'm made.
You'll eat anything. Cass, happy 10th birthday. I love you. Who's your favorite uncle? This shouldn't be a hard question, Cass. It's very easy.
You're right. Uncle James.
Oh, all right. Get rid. All right. Fantastic. Goodbye, Cass. Crying out loud.
Bye.
Bye.
She's good.
She is good. She is good. Very 10 good. Years old. I hope she takes care of me when I'm old.
She won't.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either.
That's it.
All right, Texas.
That's what you do with old people, right? You just roll them in there. You're like, well, hey, Grandma, Grandpa, this is where you're going to die, and these are the people who are going to be around you.
Texas has ended its mask mandate. All right, are they going to screw everything up for us? Because, well, I don't know if you know this, we're kind of close to Texas. So it's like...
Well, how will they screw it up for us?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of doctors that say you could go from one state to another. You know, California. California's got the variant. It's come to Arizona. It's that kind of thing. You're in proximity to states that, you know, you might not align with on certain mitigation measures.
Yeah.
Could it screw us up? Because this year has been a turning point for Arizona. I know the one thing everybody's going to... There's one or two bad things. We have extremely high deaths.
Yeah.
In Arizona. We're top five. That's horrible. And I forgot the second one. The website and trying to get an appointment. That's kind of tough, too. But, I mean, we've done a good job vaccinating people, almost 2 million. We vaccinated teachers. It allowed Ducey to say, hey, listen, if you want to send your kid back to school, you'll be able to do it in a couple of weeks. Our numbers are very low, extremely low, some of the lowest numbers in the country. And I think that, you know, we look at our next-door neighbors and we say, we're doing well, but, you know, if you want to do something like, you know, because when you take away the mask mandate, Chad, I think that tells some people you don't have to wear a mask anymore. That's not necessarily what it is, right?
No, I mean, look, everybody's got to make their own choice.
But you know, people take it that way.
Yeah, well,
people take it as I don't need to wear this anymore because I guess the government doesn't.
Well, they've given me the option to wear it or not wear it, but people are going to make their own decisions on what they're going to do.
But a mask mandate is a suggested decision.
We don't have a mask mandate.
We do in cities.
Cities?
Yeah.
But cities over there can still keep their mask mandate if they want.
They could. Yeah.
Stores are going to keep it. Yeah. Some bars and restaurants are going to keep some
sort of
mask.
Then why do it? If you're Texas, why do it?
Because it's Texas. That's what Texas does. Texas is about. Here's the one thing, you know, that Texas has done. Texas has done what a lot of other people have that are going to have trouble doing, which is they're giving back the power to the people to make their own decisions in situations.
Right.
And I think that's a good thing because we talked about the unwinding of the power from the top of the mountain all the way down. For a lot of people, that is going to be very, very, very tough. But just because somebody tells you you don't have to do something doesn't mean that, you know, oh, I'm free to do it. Because if my business says wear it, then you can wear it.
No, and I hear what you're saying. I just think it sends a message that we're over this pandemic, that we're past it, that you don't need to wear a mask. And we know that all that is wrong. All that is not the case. We've got to get past it first. And then, boy, we can all don't have to wear a mask. We'll go have a burning our mask session. We can pick a holiday and do that.
Yeah.
But I do think it sends the wrong message. And there are people that say it could hurt Arizona. What we're doing here is I think right now we're doing all the right things. We're like a player on the Diamondbacks, you know, that's got a 15-game hitting streak. You just can't get that guy out. And I feel like that's what we're doing here in Arizona. I think we're hitting all the right notes. I think we're hitting exactly what we should be. And I know that we can't worry about every other state, but when it's someone that is right around us, then I start to worry that it could trickle in. Because Ducey could come out and say, hey, listen, I don't like what Texas is doing. So, hey, if you want to come here from Texas to Arizona, we're going to quarantine you for 10 days.
Yeah.
He could do that.
He could do that. But look, Texas is doing something outside of Florida, which we all know Florida followed none of the rules ever,
right.
ever.
Right.
And but Texas is the first one to go, okay, you know what? We're going to try to live through this thing, around this thing, with this thing, and above this thing, and we're going to go for it. And some people aren't going to like that. You know, Biden came out and called them, what, a bunch of Neanderthals or Neanderthal thinking. But, you know.
Now we're going to rip a president for name calling?
You know.
Really?
Yeah, you know.
I think he's allowed one name calling compared to the last
president.
But,
you know, the Texans pushed back and said, you know, we had way too many arbitrary things. And people like, that's not true. And then you go look up all the arbitrary things that they've had out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's been some issues. At the end of all of this, we're going to look back and say, Texas may have just blown everything up, or, you know what, they took a chance, and it hurt them a little bit, but at the end of the day, they got to the same place all of us did, and they got there faster.
Or it was a mess. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know how it's going. I couldn't tell you what.
No, I don't think anybody knows.
I wouldn't have done what Texas did, but I like how Arizona is acting. I think we're acting responsibly. All right, let's see. Coming up next, did you see the headline? I'll just read the headline.
Okay.
Chandler cop shoots a 17-year-old in the back twice. That's the headline. Man, there is so much more to this story. I hate headlines like this. They don't tell the whole story. We will next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
You're locked in to the Gatos and Chad Show.
4 out of 5 dentists say you should get our podcast, and you can do that right now. Subscribe. It's totally free on your iPhone, Android. You're never going to miss any of the show. It's the Gatos and Chad Show podcast, brought to you this week by the awesome Plumbing Master.
You know what annoys me? What? Headlines that make police officers in Arizona look bad. Here's one. This happens all the time, and every time it happens, I always, you know, I tell you, listen, I got to bring this up on the show. You know, there's a headline out there. Chandler cop shoots a 17-year-old in the back twice. You know what people do, Chad? They read headlines, and they don't read the story.
No. Yeah. That's all things should be. Just a headline. That should just be a papers and stuff, just headlines only.
It's amazing, because, you know, if you read that, you think, oh, my gosh. How awful are police? How do you shoot a guy in the back twice? Well, why don't you read the story? Because the Chandler Police Department, they released an unedited body cam footage, and it did show an officer shooting a 17-year-old boy twice in the back.
Yep.
Okay. Nowhere in the headline does it say, oh, I don't know, that 17-year-old pulled a gun out.
Yeah.
The 17-year-old was running away from the police. That never says that in the headline.
No.
So people read the headline. They have no idea what's going on in the story. And it makes people, you know, honestly, I'll just say this. That headline may have made that 17-year-old kid run from the police.
It's possible. It's possible. Here's the thing. At the you know, as we break all these things down, the damage in these situations is always done because of a headline and the fact that we are lazy.
Right.
And we're not interested in the actual facts or truth of things. We're interested in the sensationalism and being angry at something that there's already bias belief on. And then we move on from there. It's just another opportunity. I don't know the entire thing. I know that he shot him. He had a gun.
Yeah.
Gun fell. He wasn't doing the thing he was supposed to. He was saying he couldn't, and he was shot again, and then they got him cuffed. He ended up dying 3 weeks later.
He did.
There will be a full investigation. He's been on administrative leave, the police officer. That's what you do. You let things play out. This was more about sensationalism than it was actual journalism.
Get on the ground! 998. Hands out!
So that's what it sounds like. Listen, I don't want anybody to lose their life, but you can't pull a gun on a police officer. You will get shot. That's just it. You're gonna get shot. Listen, I don't know much about the 17-year-old kid. He said he was tossing the gun away. Cop doesn't know that. Cop sees a gun.
And you have a gun.
Yeah. What are you doing with a gun at 17?
Why was the officer called there?
Why were you running?
There's all kinds of things that need to be unpacked,
right.
But rarely is it unpacked.
So I don't want to see the 17-year-old die. I'm sad about that. But I'm also sad about a headline that always makes a cop look bad. And if you read more, you'll find out why this cop had to shoot.